Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in Tom Watkins, U.S.-China consultant and education consultant, former state superintendent of schools, worn many, many hats, and one of the ones he loves now is as a columnist for DomeMagazine.com. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm great tonight, Jack, and you're absolutely right. I do like Dome because it's a thoughtful place, and I'm very pleased to work with Tom Scott at Dome and some other great writers to try to illuminate some of the issues that are impacting us, all of us, under the Capitol Dome.
All right. How many trips have you made to China?
Well, I've been going for over two decades now, and I'll be heading back again shortly. So it's really about building bridges with Michigan. As we've seen in this election again, China becomes the boogeyman. And are there issues with China, as we've discussed before? Absolutely. But, it's not going to go away with 1.3 billion people and the second largest economy in the world. So the question comes for Michigan is how do we make China's rise not come in our demise, and find ways to build those bridges that benefit Michigan and the people that live, work, and play in this great state.
All right. I want to talk about the column that you just did for DomeMagazine.com. I want to talk about changing the culture under the dome and why that is so important. You tell a great story here that goes with that. First of all, tell us the significance of the culture change.
Well, I think that we have to. Too much time is spent in Lansing and, quite honestly, in Michigan. It's kind of doom and gloom, always looking backwards, not looking forward. And we need to kind of put these issues not in their partisan, don't color outside of your political lanes language, but find ways to understand that we're all human beings. And whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, conservative, or liberal from the Upper Peninsula, or a troll, those of us who live below the bridge, all of us care about this great state. And, rather than harping on the two or three or four things that we can never agree on, let's look at the areas where we can agree on and try to look at the humanness and within us all. And I think that if we perhaps do that, we can actually get some things done, because this past decade, oftentimes referred to as a lost decade, where we've lost nearly a million jobs, and certainly not kumbaya moments could have protected the global economy or the crash in the auto industry. But together we're better. We're all Michiganians. We have to find ways to make this reality work for us.
All right. In terms of how difficult that's going to be, I guess the fact is it has to be done. When you have a budget that promises to be $1.6 billion in the red, I don't know if we have a choice.
Well, I think people are saying it's 1.6. I suspect when what it looks like Governor Snyder comes in and looks underneath the rug, I think that number is going to be north of $2 billion easy. So, yeah, we have some very, very big hole to fill. And, we're all in this boat together. And too oftentimes, rather than figuring out a direction and us all rowing together, we've got various people drilling holes in the bottom of the boat. So let's forget the drilling the holes. Let's say, yeah, we got a problem. What are we going to collectively do to solve that problem? And if we don't, I think we're all going to go down for the count.
One of the things about your column in Dome Magazine that I really appreciated was you talked about elected officials, regardless of party, needing to learn to listen, learn, and lead. And so often, they don't do any of the three.
Well, that certainly has been. I mean, we've talked past each other this past year between the majority leader and the Senate and the Speaker of the House and the governor. I mean, it doesn't seem like they could agree on much of anything in order to get it together. And we just can't afford another week of that, let alone another 4 years and another administration. Perhaps the governor and the legislative leaders will surprise us during lame duck and, you know, perhaps deal with some of these issues that they've been kicking down the road for a long time. I suspect that there may be some surprises there, and I would love to take back a little bit of these things that I've said, if in fact they solve some of the structural problems during lame duck session that's coming up after the governor's election.
You talk about polarization here, Tom. Do you think it's possible, with just the tone that's set by the governor, to reduce the polarization in Lansing and have people actually talking to each other instead of at each other?
Well, one of the great things about democracies is we get to start over every 2 years or every 4 years. And clearly, we're going to have a new governor, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. Two-thirds of approximately the legislature is going to turn over. And while I think term limits have not been a good thing for Michigan, this is our reality. So we're going to have a lot of new people coming in. And again, as it looks now with Rick Snyder 20 points up in the polls, it looks like he's going to come in. And his campaign has been about inclusiveness, bringing people together, not looking in the rearview mirror, not taking cheap shots at the other guy and the other political party. And so I'm hoping that this can carry forward and that there's a reaching out across the aisle to try to find ways to understand, to listen, to learn, and to lead, and lead boldly, because anything short of that, and like I said, we're going to go down for the count.
Tom Watkins, U.S., China, and education consultant and frequent contributor to domemagazine.com. Tom, you have been an outspoken supporter of the Constitutional Convention, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, one of the things that they have seemingly agreed upon is that this is going to be very costly if it happens for the state of Michigan. What are you seeing that they're not?
Well, first of all, I don't buy that argument. It does not have to be costly using technology, bringing people together. What we also have seen with a dysfunctional governance has cost us this last decade. Wayne County has written a constitution, if you will, for Wayne County government. Macomb County did it. Both did it under budget and in quicker period of time. So I think we have to ask ourselves the fundamental question about the Constitutional Convention. Proposal one is that, are you satisfied with the way that Michigan is currently operated, have been operated over the last 8 or 10 years? If the answer is you're particularly satisfied with the way the state has been governed, then vote no. But if you're concerned about it, the way the state has been governed, perhaps you can put it in the people's hand and we can rewrite the Constitution to deal with some of the most vexing problems that the current administration, current crop of legislators, have just quite honestly haven't got the job done.
All right, I'll tell you two things I'm particularly dissatisfied with, and I don't know that a constitutional convention could do a lot about these. One of them is the flood of money from outside this state that you can't really put your finger on and attribute it to anyone, so there's no responsibility that way, and I can't do anything about it. I'm not a Supreme Court justice, so Citizens United is going to stand until it is overturned. And I also am extremely upset with some of the advertising I've seen in this campaign.
Yeah, look, there's some things that go on during the campaign on both sides, Democrat and Republican, which quite honestly are repugnant. As Mao Zedong said during the revolution in China, revolution is not a tea party, and neither is a campaign, as sad as that may be. The fact is that there's things that the Constitution could do, and it's going to be very difficult because, as you know, Jack, we've talked before, it seems like all the vested interests in Lansing from the left and the right have joined together to oppose the Constitutional Convention. And so it's going to be an uphill battle for those of us who say that, hey, you know, if you seek a state that's in a state of a mess, look about you, and certainly that is Michigan. But the one thing that I've been pleased about during this campaign is both Rick Snyder and Virg Monero have said the state is broken and that they both plan to deal with the structural budget issues. I think that's going to be a little bit easier for a Rick Snyder, not taking any special interest money, than his opponent. But both have laid out clearly that they see that we have to address the structural problems that are facing the state.
Tom, enjoy your upcoming trip to China.
I always will, and I always look forward to coming back to the great state of Michigan, Jack.
All right. Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and education consultant, our guest on Ebling & You. We'll be right back with more.